Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. Today's podcast is going to be rather a bit different because you're going to actually be listening to a video that has been converted to an audio format in order for me to transfer it into this podcast for you today. I had so much fun doing this video. The first time I had such great response, a lot of comments, a lot of views. So I just thought it would be a really appropriate one to put in my podcast for you to listen to. You're going to hear references to pictures in here. And if you'd like to see those pictures, you can visit my blog by going to thegalefoleyshow.com and just clicking on that link that says blog. It'll take you there. Just look for the Pursuit of Happiness post, and there will be my pictures. I hope you enjoy this as much as I enjoyed doing it. My home-based office on Briargate Pond. I want to talk to you today about the pursuit of happiness. You know, learning this viral blogging, I look for keywords. I look for what people are looking for when they go for a search on Google. And I put in certain keywords and phrases to see what people are interested in right now. And it just absolutely blew my mind how many people are putting in the phrase pursuit of happiness. It's like these pictures I have on this blog. You go from, you know, being a sunshiny place one day, and then the next day you're facing the aftermath of a storm, and so your balance of that pursuit of happiness is up and down and around we go, and it's like a roller coaster. And so people are saying, what is happiness? Why am I not happy? I'd like to be happy. The pursuit of happiness has been with us for a long time. The little quote there from Thomas Jefferson is pretty much the way a lot of us feel. We deserve to be happy, but we're not. So we keep looking. And in all my studies in personal development, I've learned that happiness comes from within. It comes from finding work that satisfies you. It's finding a habit or a hobby. I'm sorry, habits are good, if they're good habits, but finding a habit, there I go again, a hobby, a psychological telling me I need to change a habit today. Anyway, you find a hobby that you're passionate about, whether it be participating in sports like tennis or golf, or have friends that love sewing, so many different facets that you can get involved with, or maybe you love to travel, maybe that's what makes you happy, or having family around that you get along with, because some family you don't. Oh my God, we won't go there. Anyway, so our pursuit of happiness entails a lot of different things. But one thing I know is that people really don't know when they've reached being happy, because sometimes we dwell on what makes us unhappy, and so we get more of being unhappy. And so I challenge you today to really look within yourself and ask yourself, in my pursuit of happiness, what is it that would give me that? What do I need to do? Do I need to find a way to be more flexible in my life so I have more time freedom to go do what I really like to do? Do I need to change careers? Do I need to add an income stream that would make me feel like I could go do more things to pursue what makes me happy? Would driving that fancy convertible down the road with the top down, would that make me happy? Would moving to another part of the world make me happy? In my pursuit of happiness, ask yourself, in my pursuit of happiness, what is the picture that unfolds? And one of the leaders that I've recently studied from Success Magazine, she talks about finding our purpose and that when you pursue something, your body is going to give you significant signals whether it's the right way to go or not. So when you're asking yourself that question, take measures on how that makes your body feel, because it all ties in. You might have one you might have one way of thinking, this is what would make me happy. But when you visualize it, does your body sort of go, or does your body go like this? It's a good thing to pay attention to. These pictures on my blog today, one was taken at an outdoor concert at our Botanical Gardens on Tuesday evening. It was absolutely the perfect evening. Weather was gorgeous. The band was bluegrass. They played some really funky stuff. It was so much fun to be sitting there in this wonderful summer evening. And then last night, we had 80 mile an hour winds. We had trees down. My plants were all knocked aside. Houses were crashed into from some of the hugest trees you ever saw. I mean, it was a massive, massive storm, and it just blew in, and it was ferocious. And then when it settled, and it was afterwards, these pictures, the sky was this melon color, and it was like, wow. It was just, I wish I was, and maybe this is my pursuit of happiness, but I wish I was a better photographer, because the pictures of the sky were just phenomenal. But it reminded me of how our emotions go back and forth in our life, some of us more than others. And that's a story I'll tell you later, because that's my story. I used to be a very negative person. And now I'm not. But anyway, those pictures are what we go through. It's life. One day it's a sunny day, and the next day it's a rainy day, and then it's the day after the storm. So in your pursuit of happiness, do you let that storm come and go, or do you dwell on that storm? Because in whatever you do, my one little tip for you today is the past is the past. You cannot change it. That will keep you from finding your happiness. So maybe you might ask yourself that question too. Why am I not happy? Maybe it has something to do that you're just not letting go of. If there's something you're not letting go of, you know what I would recommend that I've done that helped me a lot? Is I wrote out what I was unhappy about. And if you're unhappy with someone in your life that caused you a lot of grief, because that was what my letter was about, it is so cleansing to write that letter in full detail on everything you've got in your heart that you need to say. Read it, but never, ever send it. Does it need to be sent? Put it on fire. Burn it up. Trash those ashes. And that's sort of where I ended up on my blog post. But I want to add one more point here before I finish this podcast. I want to share with you that this practice of writing a letter and burning it is absolutely unbelievably cleansing. It just takes those demons of anger and resentment and horrific burdens off of your heart. I was amazed. I had been living in anger for over 30 years. It's not important why, just that I was. And I was told once upon a time that I would never, ever be successful till I got rid of my anger, that all my energy was coming from this fueling of anger. So when I was finally given the opportunity to release this anger, to forgive this person, I wrote it out in a letter. And oh my goodness, it was like the whole world opened up to me, and suddenly I had happiness like I had never known before, because instead of pursuing the angry feelings that kept me from finding happiness, I let them go and I found something I never expected. So no matter what you're dealing with, if you're looking for happiness, you got to find it within. But if it's full of anger inside there, there's no happiness going to make it through. So I just highly, highly recommend you find a place that's quiet. You turn your phones off, turn the internet off, turn the music off. Just curl up with a notebook and a pen and start writing your feelings out. You will be thoroughly, utterly amazed at how it releases all those awful, awful demons that you've been carrying around, that have been holding you back. And your pursuit of happiness is never going to happen as long as you're carrying all that anger around. So that's just a footnote that I wanted to share with you. And I hope you go out there and get that pen, get that paper, sit down, get rid of those demons, find your happiness. It starts within. You got to cleanse it out to get to it. Do it. Have a great day.
All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag GabandGail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.